So a question, so, and it's this, where is our treasure? This week, well, the start of this week, my treasure is fish and chips. We don't get that, fish tacos. Now, as the week wears on, that will not be my treasure. Treasure for us is temporary. It's nothing physical-wise. It's a temporary thing. But that's not what God talks about. I mean, he created this world, created all of the experiences we can have, created the feast that he commands us to go forth and have good food, good drink, good fellowship. Those are all temporary things, and he's created those great treasures that we can take part in. But he also talks about treasures that are lasting. Leviticus 23 is quite clear in the requirements, and I'll cite this, of a treasure of us appearing before God on an annual basis. I'm quoting verses 41 to 42 of Leviticus 23. You shall keep it as a feast of the Lord for 7 days in the year. It should be a statute forever in all your generations. Now, it's not really that way today, as we know. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All who are native Israelites shall dwell in booths. You know, do we treat that commandment as the wonderful treasure that it really is? And I think all of us, because we are here today, we would answer yes. We treat and we look forward to these days as a true, as a lasting treasure. Because all you have to do is ask yourselves, what would life be like without God? Without God's Sabbaths, without God's laws, without God's holy days. You know, living in blindness as many, many of the world do today, and as many of us that came out of that darkness, of that blindness, living like the world does today is empty. It's without the Sabbaths, it's without the God's holy days, it's without the laws of God. It's without meaning, and it's without direction. The true treasures that God gives to us are exemplified by these holy days, by the laws that we can follow after God, by all of the great blessings, by keeping God's commandments that we can pull forth and live our lives with. You know, keeping this understanding as we have been given to it, or given to us as, is something that we have to drastically hold on to. Matthew 13, beginning in verse 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven, this is Christ speaking, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Now, isn't that, well, that's the attitude we're supposed to have towards this truth. But isn't that the attitude Christ had towards you and I? Aren't we those great pearls that he sold everything, his kingship or his relationship with God in heaven at that point as that being, as the Logos, he gave it all up. He sold everything. He became human, and he gave of himself his life for you and I. We were that great pearl for God in Christ, so much so that they've given up all that they have so that we can be part of this great treasure. Luke 19, verse 10. Let's start in verse 9. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Brethren, we all were lost before Christ came, before Christ entered into our lives. We're all lost because of sin until Christ gave of his life, until he sought after that great pearl of giving us this opportunity and gave all that he had for us. You know, without Christ's effort, we wouldn't be here today. Mankind would be lost eternally. Mankind would have no chance to take part in the family of God without that great sacrifice that Christ gave to us. So how important is that pearl to Christ and to the Father? 1 John 4 and verse 10. First John 4 and 10. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Brethren, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. You know, he has done everything in his power to give us that possibility to share within the family of God, to share with what our elder brother now has at the right hand of our Father, to share and become part of that family. The only requirement then, as is exemplified in this scripture, is that we do like Christ did, that we share in this understanding, that we replicate and do and follow after those examples, live like Christ. That's what he calls for us all to do, to help share in this, to help be lights to this world. John 15, beginning in verse 11. Again, this is Christ speaking. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that the fruit should remain, that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Again, us becoming part of this treasure, taking hold of this treasure, is us becoming like Christ, doing like Christ, pleasing God in that manner. You know, fulfilling the love that Christ showed us so well with that absolute example, the epitome of examples, by giving his life, is the greatest kind of offering that any being could give to lowly physical entities like ourselves. Giving a God, giving himself up for the created. That is the true fulfillment of an offering. But brethren, we can also, as we fulfill these laws, these requirements that we read in Leviticus, we also come before God and give a small portion of some of our physical necessities. But we do that with the idea that we are exemplifying Christ, that we're following after his laws, God's laws, and we are doing this with the intent that we are lights to this world. Because if we do, then we have God and Christ living within us. We have taken hold of those treasures like we should. Galatians 2 and verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That is what we exemplify, brethren.